السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وصفيه من خلقه وخليله نشهد بأنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجعلها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, all praises and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all bear witness and attest that there is no deity or divinity truly worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we bear witness, verily, that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam is the last of prophets and messengers chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sent to all of mankind, sent with the message of peace and justice, the message of equality, of human brotherhood, the message of tawheed, of monotheism. Indeed, that is the message of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and upon the companions and upon all the followers. And may Allah accept us among these followers. My dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we're only a few hours away from Ramadan, so it's okay. We can say Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who witness the month and fulfill its duties. May Allah make us among those who, inshallah, reap all the benefits and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to those who, inshallah, follow the requirements of this month. Allah, may Allah make us among those whose sins are forgiven, who are granted forgiveness and maghfirah, and عتق من النار, inshallah. And the question comes always every Ramadan, how to welcome Ramadan. And we get excited, and rightly so. We have to be excited about the month. But I've also noticed from talking to various community members that due to the growing materialism in our life and the busy life that we have, many complain that we're losing the sense of feeling the ibadat that we make. whether it's the salah we come and do every day, the five daily prayers, or the fasting of Ramadan, or when they go on Hajj, people said, complain, they feel that, or even paying zakat. People feel like, I'm doing it more as a duty, rather than it's coming with joy, pleasure, feeling it. It's because we're busy, we're rushing through it, we're not engaging in the khushu', we're not engaging in the real spirit of that ibadah. And as you would know and you would feel it, a ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed upon us has need to understand. You have to understand what it means, not just, we're not robots. Fulfill, you know, press A to do two rak'ahs, press B to fast Ramadan. It's not an empty, void ritual. A ibadah brings several benefits, at least three that we can understand. I want to focus on them so we can, inshallah, briefly prepare well for Ramadan. So we can get the full benefit of Ramadan, not as an empty ritual, not as an empty, all right, I fast, I break the fast, come pray Taraweeh, leave, the month leaves, and we're just fulfilled an empty ritual. The first benefit of a ibadah to think about is that in itself is an act of worship. It's an obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and obey Allah and His Messenger. So basically for us, in itself is enough. We don't need to know the benefit. Although we know that there are benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for us in this dunya and the akhirah. But for us as Muslims, it is important that we don't do things because there is a benefit. We do it because that's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek Allah's pleasure. And then we hope and pray that inshallah we get the benefits and see the benefits. Because sometimes you will notice them, sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it takes wisdom. Sometimes it takes somebody pointing out the benefit. But don't link your act of ibadah with you seeing the benefit. That's very dangerous. If you don't feel, like you say, prayers, for example, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Prayers will forbid you or protect you from committing immoral acts and sins, right? But if you see somebody doing that, don't go and tell them, well, obviously it's not working for you, so stop praying. Don't tell them that, right? It's the benefit will come, inshallah, with the sincere practice, the correct practice. So the first thing is to remember that it's an act of ibadah we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The second thing is to look into the benefit and know that there is a benefit written and promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us personally. You as the person doing this ibadah, you get this benefit. Whether it's when you do your zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it when he ordered the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. He said, take from their money. صَدَقَة, charity, the zakat amount, the prescribed zakat, that would purify them and sanctify them. Basically, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with an income and you pay your zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the meaning of zakat. Zakat is to purify. The zakat is to purify. So when you're giving zakat, you're purifying your money, your income. You're paying the share that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for those who deserve that zakat. It makes you more generous. It makes you feel goodness in giving and many other benefits. When you talk about salah itself, as I said, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنْ فَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. When you think about the prayers itself, if you do it, in addition to it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is in itself enough, sufficient, self-sufficient, as a reason to perform a ibadah that Allah asked, but also think about it, how it purifies you, protects you from committing sin, because it's reminding you. Five times a day you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to remember that. Think about it. When you're praying, don't pray just because it's a ritual. You hear the adhan on your phone or on your computer. Remember also, it's a way I'm reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm leaving everything behind. I'm doing it because I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to bless my day throughout the day with these prayers and connection. Salah, the word salah itself in Arabic means connection. Wasala means to connect. As-salah is the connection you have. It's a constant connection that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about when you do and perform Hajj, what you learn. You're seeking Allah's forgiveness, wiping out your sins. The benefit of it is being with the Ummah, being connected with the roots of Islam, from Sayyidina Ibrahim, Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. That connection reminds you who you are. You're not just some random number, random person in this life. You are connected to this long history and lineage of great teachers, prophets. It reminds you that you're part of an ummah when you go for a hajj. So when you start absorbing the meanings and the soul and the spirit of these ibadat, you leave. You're benefiting. Forget about anybody else. In addition to the reward, you're leaving, you're coming back home, remembering that, subhanAllah, look how diverse my ummah is. Look how widespread it is. Look how beautiful it is. You feel stronger. You feel more izzah. You feel more dignity, more connection to that ummah. As an example of another ibadah. And then I wanted to conclude with the last ibadah, because it's the, you know, of the examples that I'm using, is the ibadah of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He ordered the Muslims, He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Again, we fast because it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Period. That's it. There's nothing else needed. But also we're seeking the benefits, because it's good for a mind, for a Muslim mind, to always think. Think about what Allah has put for us in wisdom, through His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying, oh, you who believe, fasting during the month of Ramadan has been prescribed upon you or made obligatory on you, as it has been on the people before you. Why? So you may reach taqwa. So you may be among those who have taqwa, who have mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being mindful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had intended for this ibadah to teach us about being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. When you're fasting, the benefit to you, discipline. Think about the discipline. And you learn discipline from every ibadah. When you commit to praying 5 times a day, going for hajj, it's not an easy thing. It costs money, takes time, away from work, long travels. It takes discipline to fast early, waking up early in the morning, making your suhoor if you're one of those who, inshallah, follow this great sunnah. Pray Fajr, fast, abstain from food, from drink, abstain from haram talks that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that, it takes discipline. And if you ask anybody who is in any field, not just the worldly or the akhirah field, but even worldly, you want to become a successful engineer, entrepreneur, business person, lawyer, whatever it is, student, the number one criterion is discipline, being disciplined, being able to withstand the heat and the challenges. And Ramadan, specifically of all the ibadat, more so than others, teaches you this discipline, self-control. SubhanAllah, this is another benefit that we feel. In addition, of course, to many health benefits. The third benefit that we get from the ibadat, it's important for us. I said the first one is, it's the benefit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That first. Second one is the benefit you get to yourself. The third one is the benefit you get for others from your ibadah. SubhanAllah. Our ibadah, your act of worship itself, you're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting the reward. Of course, if it's a prescribed ibadah, you have no option. A Muslim cannot say, I'm not going to fulfill. A Muslim cannot willingly say, I'm denying this, rejecting this act of ibadah that has been prescribed. So the second benefit we said is the benefit you gain from, and the third one is for others. Example, when we talk about the salah, right? If the prayers teaches you to abstain from wrongdoing, fahsha and munkar, who is benefiting when you are a better person? People who are around you. When you're fasting and you're abstaining from lying, from fahsh, from law, from backbiting, who's benefiting society around you, right? The Prophet ﷺ reminded us on this in many ways. مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ أَوْ الْعَمَلَ بِهِ فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Whoever does not abstain from engaging in falsehood, in wrong, saying it or doing it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really not in need of you abstaining from food and drink. Meaning, the soul or the core of Ramadan is not the abstaining from food and drink, although that is part of it. The core of Ramadan is how it changes you as a person. So look for the ibadah that changes your heart, not just your organs. Not that the rituals of praying or fasting or traveling for Hajj. Look for the ibadah. Look into the ibadah that will change our heart, ourselves. Others will benefit because in Ramadan, we seek Allah's forgiveness. We ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, make us among those who are forgiven. And I know all of us make the dua and post on social media. And sometimes it's simpler than that, right? Before we post, let's take the action. We know whom we've done wrong to. It's not rocket science. You know the 5 people, the 10 people who are upset at you for some reason. You know the people you might be upset at them. Instead of generic statements we put on social media, you know, take action. Know who are these 5, 6, 3 people and seek their forgiveness. Ask them to forgive your mistakes. We all make mistakes. And if you've done them wrong, you know, adjust what that wrong might be, if there's a correction that needs to be done. And if they've done you wrong, tell them, I forgive you. Because we're seeking Allah's forgiveness. That is the benefit of the Ramadan ibadah. The Ramadan ibadah also teaches about generosity. This is the month when we empathize with those who are hungry, those who are struggling. And you see them. You know, 90% of refugees around the world today come from Muslim majority countries. When you lose your home, when you're forced out of your home, you need food, you need drink, you need tents, you need money to go to school, to rebuild your life. This is the month for us to inshallah plan on giving. Especially during the month of Ramadan, we're going to be hearing from so many organizations, so many of your relatives, you know, who might be struggling here or what you might describe as back home. You know, family members, relatives, their neighbors. This is the time to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our gratefulness to the many, many blessings. Wallahi, we are drowning in blessings. If we sit and count, especially us as Western and specifically American Muslims, even when you're unemployed, even if you're facing some hardship, and many of us might be, wallahi, you are, and we are still in better ways than probably 80, 90% of the rest of the Muslims around the world. Alhamdulillah, to show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with that, give. Give and it brings you joy. And wallahi, when you give, as you know very well, it will come back to you in many, many ways. It will come back in better health for you, protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and your loved ones, in rewards and in income. And in income, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply what you give, inshallah. This is the benefit of Ramadan. Others will benefit from your participation of this ibadah, because you build that empathy, that mercy, that generosity. It is also the time of unity. You know, we come together for Taraweeh. We come together, whether it's Ramadan or the other ibadat, you notice one thing common in our, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, is the sense of community, the sense of ummah. When we pray jama'ah, we're praying one line. And the Prophet stressed that we make straight lines, shoulder to shoulder. What is that? It's like an army to bring this unity, not just in shape, but hopefully it will bring it to the heart. When you have this unity, when we make Hajj, we make a Hajj with 2 million people from all over the world. What does that mean? You get to know about them. You pray next to them. Everybody wearing this same clothing required from them, so we don't differentiate. In Ramadan, all of us are fasting, the rich and the poor. The rich and the poor. We come for Taraweeh together. This sense of ummah, this sense of unity, is a very core benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the acts of worship. When you pay your zakat, there's a giver and the receiver. And what does it do? It brings in a sense of bond in the ummah, that our hearts are together. If Allah blessed me today that I can give, I want to help you so you can celebrate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today when you might not be able to do so on your own, and vice versa. This is the one of the many benefits of our ibadat, and let's enforce them, let's implement them. Let us make sure that we take our ibadah, inshallah, to the next level. And this is the month of thinking. When we're thinking about the ummah, we think about what will empower the ummah. How do we empower the ummah? We empower the ummah by supporting the institutions that educate our ummah, supporting the institutions that, alhamdulillah, provide us the masajid. This is the time when you, as Ramadan begins today, plan. You can say, this is how much I'm going to give from zakat money. This is how much I'm going to give from sadaqah money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted me with. I'm going to give that much to the poor and the needy, to the refugees, to supporting our Islamic schools, to supporting our masajid, including, mashallah, our masjid here, supporting our civil rights organizations, supporting those who challenge those who are promoting Islamophobia, those who are empowering us politically, supporting those who are building Quranic schools, and so on and so forth. This is part of building an ummah. Supporting an ummah, developing a strong ummah, requires us to be thinking that level. Go up. Think strategically, my dear brothers and sisters. Because I can tell you, and you don't need me to tell you that, those who are fighting against this ummah are thinking strategically too. They're focusing on undermining the Arabic language from you and me and our children, undermining our understanding of the Quran, undermining our connection to the ummah, undermining our connection as a diverse ummah. You know, focus on your problem. Why do you care about the Uyghur Muslims or Kashmiri Muslims or Palestinian Muslims or Syrians? Focus on yours. That's what they're doing. The way we counter that is by actually developing the exact what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam wanted us to engage in. Let's make sure that we seek the comprehensive understanding of the ibadah, not just the ritualistic one, my dear brothers and sisters. Take realistic steps as you prepare for Ramadan. As I said, undo any harm you've caused. Forgive those who have caused you harm. Seek forgiveness. Focus on your prayers. As much as you can, come to the masjid for Taraweeh. And if you haven't been praying the 5 daily prayers on time and doing them, as bad as it is, but this is a time to repent and begin a new page with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The change in the ummah is not going to change when the whole ummah changes. When enough of us, you and me, change. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support our ummah during its dire need today. But where are we from what Allah asked from us? Don't be the one who's holding and withholding Allah's mercy on the ummah. Don't be the one whose rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is withholding Allah's mercy on this ummah. Be the one who helps actually bring this mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a time to renew the page. Open a new page with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with yourself, with your relationship, with your deen. Start the daily prayers 5 times. Do your fasting as it's required. Engage with the Quran. It is not about how many khatm you make. It's not about, I made 5 khatm of the Quran. I made, alhamdulillah, if you have the time to do it, may Allah bless you. But focus on also the meaning. Focus on the implementation of what you're reading. You're reading, coming here, alhamdulillah, go back home and read the translation of what you read. So inshallah, we can all implement and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last but not least, leave your stamp for the ummah. Whatever you do this Ramadan, think of what is the major effort that I'm going to do that will contribute to leaving a stamp that will help the ummah as a whole in supporting the institutions, supporting the what will take care of the needs of the ummah as a whole. I conclude with a dua that may Allah make us among those who benefit from this Ramadan. As the Prophet عليه السلام said, رغم أنف رجل دخل عليه رمضان ثم انسلخ قبل أن يغفر له. Shame on, the Prophet ﷺ said, shame on. It's a longer hadith, but one of them says, shame on a person who witnesses Ramadan, the beginning of Ramadan, and Ramadan ends, and they still have not reached Allah's forgiveness. Subhanallah. Shame, because the Prophet ﷺ is saying, it is so easy to get it. If you haven't done it, that means it's your fault. Don't miss out on this opportunity. May Allah make us among those who seek Ramadan, benefit Ramadan, and get the forgiveness of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا ففوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت يا رحمن يا رحيم برحمتك يا رحمن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن شاء الله before the dua, a quick reminder, إن شاء الله during the month of Ramadan you will be seeing many organizations, as I said, including your organization CARE and other relief organizations and your masjid. Please use this time, alhamdulillah, to help build this community. Build a strong community, inshallah, from your heart. This way we fulfill all the, inshallah, the spirit of all these ibadat. Ibad Allah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا ميتا لنا إلا رحمته ولا مريضا إلا شافيته وعافيته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا سائلا إلا أعطيته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته اللهم ولا ضالا إلا هديته اللهم نسألك أن تبلغنا رمضان وتجعلنا فيه من المقبولين من الذين غفر لهم ومن الذين رحمتهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع البلاء عن إخواننا في كل مكان ونخص بالذكر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي لبنان وفي تونس والجزائر والسودان اللهم كن مع إخواننا في مصر وفي ليبيا والسودان اللهم كن مع إخواننا في الصومال وفي كشمير وأفغانستان وفي الهند وباكستان وبنغلاديش اللهم كن مع إخواننا في تركستان الشرقية وفي بورما اللهم كن مع إخواننا حيث كانوا وحد صفوفهم وألف بين قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على من عاداك وعاداهم اللهم اجعل هذا الشهر شهر خير وبركات على الأمة جمعاء وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله وأقم الصلاة استغفر الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حقا لا إله استووا واعتدلوا أثابنا وأثابكم الله وصفوف سد الفرج وصلوا صلاة مودع الله أكبر سبحانك الحمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده حمدا طيبا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر؟ ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. حمدا طيبا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. تحية. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم. لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى bless three ladies who sajjana the prayer we are going to pray. May Allah bless them, give them the place in Jannah, and may Allah give patience to their families. I will make also dua for the health of several people. Shahid Ahmed is very sick in London. His family, his friends are asking, make dua for him. Also, baby Muhammad Haroon, brother Muhammad Rafi, brother Naqshuddin Momand, brother Haisam Bandakchi, sister Amina Busho, and also our brother Hassan Dakovich's mother, Bariya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shifa anta shafi, la shafiya illa anta shifa, an la yugadiru suqma. Also, make dua maghfira for several people who passed away during the week. Sister Fatima Almir, brother Shaheen Habib, sister Shafia Etimadiya, brother Aqil Ahmed Siddiqui, sister Carol White, may Allah give them maghfirah. Also we'll be praying for sister Maha Jazairi, sister Suraya Al-Shibik, sister Aghdas Etimadi. May Allah bless them. May Allah bless them. We'll ask a few people from the families of these three sisters to come in the front area, and we'll have Salatul Janaza. Barakallahu fikum. Inshallah. Brother is saying that please remember that Isha prayer at 9 o'clock tonight. And after that, we'll have Tarawih prayer, inshallah. May Allah bless you all. Jazakallah, Brother Hussam, for your beautiful message. A good reminder. Alhamdulillah. Salatul Janaza has four takbirat. At the first takbir, raise your hand, say Allahu Akbar, and then hold as you do in your salat. Then recite tasbih. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa jalla sanauk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Or you can say Suratul Fatiha. Then second takbir, after that, you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Then third takbir, after that, a special dua. For the maghfirah of the people who passed away, for whom we are praying Salatul Janaza, and for all of us, because we're all in the same way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. And when we die on Iman, inshaAllah. So we say, Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa zakarina wa unsana. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa ahyihi al Islam, wa man tawaffaytahu minna fa tawaffahu ala al Iman. Or say, Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa raham. There are three people. So we'll say, Allahumma aghfir lahunna wa rahamhunna. For these sisters. So inshallah, we'll say Salatul Janaza, then four takbir, and then salam after that, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma aghfir lahunna wa rahmhunna ya Allah. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum. Allahumma wassi' madkhalahum waghfir khatayahum bil-ma'i was-salj wal-barad. Allahumma naqqihim min adh-dhunubi wal-khataya kama yunqqa al-abyad min ad-danas. Allahumma jazihim bil-ihsani ihsana wa bis-sayyiati 'afwan minka wa ghufrana. اللهم صبر أهلهن يا الله اللهم صبر أهلهن يا الله اللهم اغفر يا الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أطبائه أجمعين برحمتك يا الله يا الله بلس وعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزائكم وغفر لميتكم يا الله بلس يا الله بلس يا الله بلس بارك الله فيكم إن شاء الله يا الله بلس يا الله يا الله بلس Just for a few minutes, after, give us a few minutes so people pray sunnah, then you can take the body, inshallah. Barakallahu feek. You can pray sunnah. Close the door, inshallah. Barakallahu feek.